们学徒弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brethren at Cerritos Church。
感谢主的恩典，让小弟今天安息日能够在这里与同龄们一起来同守安息。
I thank of His grace on this holy Sabbath day we may worship together。
因为这次到南加州来开会所以今天早上有这个机会一起来敬拜神，来学习主的话语。
I'm here to attend a meeting in Southern California, so thank God for the opportunity to study the words of God together.
很高兴能够看到我们弟兄姐妹持续的热心的来敬拜神来追求在灵里的长进。
I'm very joyful to see other brethren continue to strive forward to study and grow together in the Spirit.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考大能的勇士这个主题。
And now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study together the topic, You Man, Mighty Men of Valor.
我们现在请大家先翻开一节经文，请看雅各第三章。
Let's turn to the book Son of Solomon, Son of Solomon chapter
3. 雅各第三章。
Son of Solomon chapter 3.
第三章我们从第六节来读。
Let us read from verse 6.
雅各第三章第六节
Son of Solomon chapter 3 verse 6
这里说那从旷野上来形状如烟柱以墨药和乳香并商人各样香粉熏的是谁呢
Verse 6 Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke perfumed with myrrh and frankincense with all the merchants fragrant powders
第七节
7
看是所罗门的轿是为有六十个勇士都是以色列中的勇士。
And behold, it is Solomon's couch with 60 valiant men around it of the valiant of Israel.
第八节
8.
手都持刀善于征战腰间佩刀防备夜间有惊慌。
And they all hold swords being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh because of fear in the night.
这一段圣经我们可能很少在读因为雅各本来就很少在看了一卷书。
And this is a passage or perhaps a book that we rarely come across.
但其实雅各的这一段信息他所讲的重点就是末世的真教会。
However, the passage here in the Song of Solomon prefigures the saved church in the end time.
也就是说所罗门在圣经里面所预告的他是一个和平的君就好像是主耶稣基督他是和平的君王带来和平的福音。
And what Solomon proclaims in his book is that this is a king of peace, just like how Lord Jesus Christ comes with peace.
那这一卷书里面许多的信息都跟教会有关系的。
Much of the messages in this book concerns the church.
那他第六节特别说，从旷野上来，形状像烟柱那是以墨药和乳香，还有各样的香粉熏的是谁这是一个人物。
So verse 6, who's coming out of the wilderness, this refers to a character.
但是第七节他又说看是所罗门的轿。
However, in verse 7, it says, behold, it is Solomon's couch.
最后它是一个好像一个东西。
And then it becomes an object.
它是从旷野来的。
It comes out of the wilderness.
看起来不是一个什么很盛大的有人在欢迎的行列。
It doesn't seem like there is a great multitude welcoming this person.
可是它却是充满了香气的。
However, it is filled with frankincense.
那这是所罗门的一个轿所罗门的一层华轿。
This is a couch of Solomon.
那它这个轿其实所呈现出来的意义，就是它是这个君王他所乘坐的他的居所，他好像坐着到处去的一个工具。
This couch is actually a vessel which the king sits on to travel around.
那在他的周围有六十个勇士。
Around it are 60 valiant men.
也就是说，这个轿是被勇士包围着。
So we can see that this couch is surrounded by valiant men.
那这些勇士特别说都是以色列中的勇士。
Especially says that these are the valiant men of Israel.
他们都是手持着刀，善于征战的。
They hold swords in their hands and they are expert in war.
那他们也都是非常警醒的。
They are very watchful.
他们的目的就是要防备夜间有惊慌有外来的攻击。
Their duty is to guard the king in case of attack in the middle of the night.
那这个轿他周围的这六十个勇士很重要。
The 60 valiant men around this couches, they are very important.
这是要随着这个君王到处去 去巡行各地的。
And because these men, they accompany the king to go everywhere.
那这个就是这个和平的君啊，他所乘坐的工具。
And this is a vessel which the king of peace sits on.
那现在这些勇士，他们啊都知道自己要做什么。
And now these valiant men, they know their duty, what their duties are.
那他们也都是善于征战的。
And they are all experts in war.
也就是说，他们是可以对抗所有外来的啊这些攻击。甚至是危险。
And that is, they will be able to fight off any of the attacks or troubles that face them.
我们看到这里这些勇士是谁呢？
So who are these valiant men?
所以我们今天在看圣经的时候，其实我们所看的不是只是一个纯粹的故事，或者是圣经里面所记载的单纯的一个像所罗门他的个人的生活。
So today when we read the Bible, we don't read merely the stories or a description of Solomon's life.
其实这里所讲的跟我们的教会跟我们弟兄姐妹有关系。
And in fact, what is recorded here is directly related to our church and all the brothers and sisters.
在旧约里面它只是一个预，它是一个预表，它是一个影，它是一个影像而已，不是实物的真体。
And even though in the Old Testament, it is merely a prefiguration or a shadow.
所以它所谈到是主耶稣来的时候所要带给我们的救恩。
And what it's telling us is the salvation Lord Jesus will bring us when he comes.
只是在旧约时代他是用不同的描述来让众人一直期待这个耶稣基督救恩的来到。
And just like in the Old Testament, it uses a different description, so people are longing for the coming of Lord Jesus.
同时也能够看到我们自己本身现在跟随耶稣基督之后，我们所要扮演的角色。
And we can see for ourselves after we have followed Lord Jesus, the role that we also play.
所以我们在读旧约圣经的时候，我们所看到的是现在圣经在对我说什么信息。
So when we read the Old Testament, what we learn is what the messages are trying to tell us.
现在在所罗门的这一个华教周围有六十个勇士，都是善于征战。
And now there are 60 valiant men who are expert in wars around the couch of Solomon.
所以所罗门的国度其实是从大卫来的。
And Solomon's kingdom came from David.
在大卫的国度里面，他的勇士是关键，是关键的角色。
In the kingdom of David, his mighty men played a crucial role.
因为如果没有这些大能的勇士善于征战真的非常忠心的去把这些仇敌攻克，他的国度不会强盛，也没有荣耀。
And because without these mighty men who are valiant in wars, expert in wars, to defend their kingdom, he would not have the glory he had.
所以在历代志上下里面，我们看到许多大能的勇士。
And this is why we see many mighty men of valor in 1st and 2nd Chronicles.
有关于大卫国度的建立，特别强调他周围有许多的勇士都是拼命敢死的来建立这个国度 的关键人物。
Especially with the establishment of the kingdom of David, all these valiant men, they fought with their life to defend the kingdom.
那我们现在看一下提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们今天要把重点放在我们每一个人都是这个大能的勇士。
And today we'd like to place an emphasis on how each one of us is a mighty man of valor.
在这个所罗门这个教的周围有这一群人，他是很重要的。
And this group of people surrounding the couch of Solomon play an important role.
这些人不是其他人，而是我们在座每一个弟兄姐妹。
And there are none other than ourselves today.
我们今天都希望能够成为这些勇士。
And all of us need to become these mighty men of valor.
来建立神的国度。
And in order to establish the kingdom of God.
我们看第二章的第三节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
第二章第三节说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
And you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
这里特别提到说我们是主耶稣基督的精兵。
And here says that we are the good soldier of Christ.
精兵打仗就要能够忍受苦难。
A good soldier in a battle must be able to endure hardships.
这精兵要打仗，他需要专心，他不可以有事物缠身。
And for a good soldier to fight, he must be able to concentrate and not have any worries.
那这个精兵要真的能够得胜，他需要让招他做军人的这个主人能够喜悦。
In order to have victory, he needs to be able to please his master.
也就是说，他要能够顺服这主人，这个发号施令的人所下达的命令。
And that is, he needs to be able to obey and listen to the command of the commander.
所以今天我们的主人，我们的王就是主耶稣基督。
Today, our king, our master is Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们服侍的对象。
He is the person that we worship.
他的命令就是我们今天征战的根据。
And his command is the source of our obedience.
所以基督耶稣的精兵在征战的时候，他们是有方向的。
So a good Christian soldier of Christ, they have directions in war.
那他们也是一定要善于征战，他们要很勇敢，不怕苦难。
They also need to be very brave and good at battle.
哦，所以我们看到啊，在圣经里面，特别是保罗所写的书信。他就一直鼓励今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹要做精兵。
We can see in the letters of Paul, he encourages that all of us need to become the good Christian soldier of Christ.
我们要打美好的仗。
We need to fight a good battle.
我们今天知道在主耶稣基督这个福音的事工上面这是一场属灵的征战。
We all know that in the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is a spiritual battle.
那这个征战是一直持续到主耶稣再来的。
And this battle will last until the second coming of Lord Jesus.
那这个做精兵做勇士是要一直持续到底才算。
And being a soldier, you need to be a soldier until the very end in order to count.
因为精兵或勇士如果不能够持续在战场上征战，如果万一在战场上战败，其实你看这个工作就没有完成。
So we can see if a good soldier cannot persevere till the very end and he fails in a battle, then he has not accomplished his task.
哦，所以你看我们今天在读圣经会看到说，其实主耶稣基督他给我们留下许多的勉励，都是要我们为他的福音征战的。
And this is why today when we read the Bible, we'll see that many examples left behind by Lord Jesus teaches us how to battle.
那他这个福音本身就是要给我们真正的生命。
And the gospel Jesus gives us is one that will give us true life.
那所以今天勇士在作战的时候，他在征战当中，他所得到的其实是永远的生命。
So today, when a good soldier is battling, what he gains is true eternal life.
所以最后的得胜的冠冕，就像保罗在提摩太后书第四章所说的。
And so the last crown of the crown which he wins is just as Paul has said.
就是那美好的仗我打过。
And that is, he has fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽。
And he has finished the race.
他说所信的到我所住。
And he has kept the faith.
最后就有公义的冠冕为他存留。
And what awaits for him is a crown of righteousness.
所以一个大能的勇士，他最后所要得到的一定是神所赐的那公义的冠冕，那就是永远的生命。
So what a mighty man of valor will receive in the very end is that crown of righteousness.
那因此我在圣经提摩太前书第六章里面保罗这样说。
And therefore Paul has said in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们看第12节。
Let's read verse 12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
And fight the good fight of faith, laid hold on eternal life to which you are also called to have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
哦，这里就让我们看到今天我们打仗这个大能勇士他的目标其实为真道征战的。
So today the mighty man of valor, he fights for the purpose of the gospel.
这些真道真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Truth comes from Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣所应许我们的就是永生。
And what Lord Jesus promises is eternal life.
所以这个勇士精兵在征战的时候，他最后所得到的奖赏是超越这个物质的。
So the final reward which the mighty man of valor receives in the very end surpasses the material gains.
那这里特别提到说要打美好的仗。
It tells us to fight the good fight.
所以这个仗到最后会让我们的整个生命会被提升。
So this fight in the very end will elevate our entire life.
我们在神里面是有份的。
And we will have a part in Lord Jesus.
所以持定永生表示说我们这个目标非常的清楚。
And laid hold on eternal life means we are very clear of our goal.
我们会愿意在许多人面前做见证的。
We are very willing to confess and bear witness in front of many.
所以这个勇士打仗不是说自己说我要怎么打。
And this mighty man of valor fights not on his own will.
一定是在众人面前。
But he fights in front of many.
而且是在跟魔鬼征战。
And he fights against Satan.
所以最后我们所要把这个结果呈现的是在这个审判万物的主耶稣面前。
So in the very end, we will present our results before our Lord Jesus.
所以第十三节说。
So 13 says.
他说，我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。
And I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate.
14节说要守这命令毫不玷污无可指责直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
And that you keep this commandment without spot blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing.
所以这个征战大能的勇士他要一直做到最后主耶稣再来。
Therefore, the mighty man of valor will fight this fight until the coming of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督他把这个传福音的使命交给我们。
Our Lord Jesus has entrusted us this commission to preach the gospel.
要我们在他所托付的这些工作上毫无指责。
So that we will be blameless in all the entrusted work.
直到他再来。
Until he comes again.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面领受他的救恩，我们其实都承受很重要的使命。
And so today, as all of us have received the grace of God, we are entrusted with a great commission.
是为了真道打仗的。
And we are fighting for the sake of the gospel.
所以今天真理我们要明白。
So today we need to understand the truth.
那我们要认识主耶稣基督。
We need to come to know Lord Jesus Christ.
接下去我们一定要有这样的一个决心。
Then after this, we need to have this determination.
我们是要做勇士的。
That we will become a mighty man of valor.
那勇士不可以怕苦。
And being a mighty man, we need not to be afraid of suffering.
勇士不可以怕死。
And we cannot be afraid of death.
要真的是很乐意的去把这个我们的主、我们的王所托付的把它完成。
And we need to be very willing to fulfill what has been entrusted to us by our King.
啊，能够坚持到底。
And be able to persist and hold on till the end.
那这个今天我们需要，为什么我们需要不断的从圣经、从圣灵里面去得到力量、得到提醒。
And this is also why we need to continue to receive reminders and strength from the Bible.
而且需要弟兄姐妹不断的互相鼓励。
And we also need a continual encouragement from all the brothers and sisters.
要做勇士，绝对不能够是单独一个人。
And to become a mighty man of valor, we cannot be alone.
一个人很容易就落入这个挫折，很容易失望的。
And being alone, you will easily fall into failures.
但是如果我们有一群人，大家一起来
，But if we are in a group of people, everybody together,
互相得到激励
，And we will be able to compel and encourage one another.
这是为什么今天教会里面我们需要有各种不同的团契来互相鼓励。
And this is why in the church today we need to have different fellowships to encourage one another.
那我们每一个人不管在遇到什么样的情况里面，我们都不会失望，我们会靠着主耶稣基督再坚强起来。
And so regardless of what we face in life, we will not grow disappointed and will be strengthened again in Christ.
我们要来看圣经的一个例子。
Let us take a look at an example from the Bible.
来看士师记第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter 6.
来看在士师那个时代有一位人物，他给我们留下一个非常美好的信息，让我们知道怎么做勇士。
In the book of Judges, in the time of Judges, a character had left you a wonderful example, teaching us how to become a mighty man of valor.
我们知道《士师记》里面所记载的内容就是当时候以色列百姓，他们不知道这个天上的神上面的王所衍生出来的一段非常黑暗的历史。
We know in the book of Judges records a very dark period of Israelite history where they did not recognize Lord Jesus as their king.
他们忘记了他们是被神所分别出来的百姓。
And they have forgotten that they were separated by God.
他们在许多的生活上跟世界妥协。
In many aspects of their life, they had compromised with the world.
他们跟周围的没有信神的，甚至是拜偶像人一样。
And they live just as the Gentiles around them.
他们的生活方式跟随当地迦南人他们所留下的传统。
And their lifestyle followed the customs of the Canaanites.
最后你看他们把神离弃了。
In the very end, we see how they have forsaken God.
他们受苦。
And they suffered.
那他们最后向神哀求。
And then they cried out to God.
那在这个苦难当中，神听他们的祈求，为他们兴起一个拯救者。
It was in the midst of suffering, God listened to their cries and raised a savior, a deliverer for them.
那当神所兴起的拯救者出现的时候，神的灵就跟这个拯救者同在。
When the deliverer appears, then God's spirit abides with the deliverer.
那之后，你看，就靠着神的帮助，这个他们的苦难就可以脱离，他们就重新得到自由。
Then with the help of God, then they were able to be delivered from their suffering, and they were freed again.
可是没有多久，他们又忘记了。
But not very long after, they have forgotten.
他们仍然回到他们所原来生活的这个世界里面去。
They again returned to their old ways of life.
所以又离弃神，又犯罪。
So again, they forsook God, they sinned against God.
又惹神发怒。
And they aroused the anger of God.
接下来又受苦。
Then they suffered.
所以这样子，在300多年的时间里面，他们一直不断的重复。
So this is how the cycle continued to repeat in this 300 span of time.
那神在每一个时期兴起不同的敌人来苦害他们。
In every different period, God will raise a different enemy to oppress them.
到士师记第六章的时候
，Until Judges chapter 6,
我们看一下第六章第一节。
And let's read chapter 6 verse 1.
以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事，神就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
And then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years.
他们行神眼中看为恶的事，基本上都跟拜偶像、离弃神有关系。
And the Israelite doing evil in the sight of the Lord has to do with idol worshiping.
他们忘记了 独一的真神。
They have forgotten about the one true God.
他们为了得到五谷丰收，他们去敬拜偶像。
In order to gain crops, they worship idols.
他们忘记了这位神是掌管他们生命的，是赐给他们所有食物的，福气源头的神。
And they have forgotten that God is the source who gives them life and all abundance.
好了，是神把他们交给敌人手里七年的。
So it was God who delivered them into the hand of their enemies for 7 years.
结果第二节就说
，Verse two，
你看米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人的缘故，就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。
And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains.
第三节特别说，每逢撒种之后，这个敌人就来攻打他们。
And so whenever Israel had sown, the Midianites would come up and attack them.
好，如果万一他们有收成，努力去耕种，有收成，第四节说，接下去就毁坏他们的土产。
And so if they have any crops and they will destroy the produce.
然后之后就把他们所有的食物，牛羊牲畜都把它夺走了。
And they will also raid away all their sheep, ox and donkey.
啊，如果夺不走了，他们就把它毁坏。
If they cannot take them away, then they will just destroy them.
他们这时候的生活真的是非常的困难。
So their life during this period of time was very difficult.
这是他们过去所经历的这样的一个苦难当中，这次可能是最严重的。
So out of the sufferings they had encountered in the past, this time is the worst.
第六节
，Verse six，
以色列人因为米甸人的缘故，极其穷乏，就呼求神。
And so Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
那这个他这里特别用极其穷乏，他们真的连吃的都有困难了。
And so they were greatly impoverished. They had nothing to eat.
他们生活一点也没有平安。
And they had no peace in their life.
他们也没有办法得到饱足。
And they could not be filled.
那他们还是处处要去躲藏，要为了存活。你看他们做什么事情都要躲在暗处里。
And in order to survive, they needed to hide in the caves, in the dens.
那甚至他们要打粮食，那个麦子要把它打成能够可以吃的东西，他们都要躲在那个酒榨里面去打麦。
And even if to grind the grains, they need to hide themselves in order to grind the grains.
我们看一个经文啊，我们看第十一节。
That's verse 11.
这里提到说，这个基甸在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。
And so Gideon threshed wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites.
你看那个打麦子，哪有在酒窖里面的
？And so we can see who threshes wheat in the wine press.
也就是说，你就知道说，他们当时候是即使要做这个最简单的动作，他们都害怕敌人来攻击他们，
so、
他们没办法得到任何东西。
So we can see even doing such a simple task, they were afraid of the attack from their enemies. They needed to hide themselves.
一开始就说他们因为他们惹神发怒。
So in the very beginning, it says because they aroused the anger of God.
他们随从外邦人去敬拜偶像了。
They followed the Gentiles and worship idols.
那这个时候，你看他们在困苦当中还懂得说，哎，来呼求神。
But at this time, in their times of suffering, they knew to cry out to God.
所以他们并不是完全的把神忘记。
So it's not that they have completely forgotten.
他们还知道他们的信仰，他们有一个根。
Say they still know the root of their faith.
可是他们却为了生活，他们跟着外邦没有神的人的生活一样。
But for the sake of their livelihood, they rather live a lifestyle like the Gentiles.
所以他们同时也要去追随这些外邦人所说的这些好处。
So while at the same time they pursue after the goods from worshiping idols.
但最后他们把神撇弃。
And in the very end, they chose to forsake God. 因为
神他没有一个形象，他没有一个什么东西在他们面前。
Because God doesn't have an image before.
但是
place it before them.
外邦的神他们就有一个形象，一个偶像，有一个庙。
But the Gentile gods, they have a temple, they have an image.
所以好像从眼睛看来说，诶，他们拜这个神好像很实际。
Therefore, from the physical sense, it might seem very practical to worship this image.
这天上独一的真神，他是没有形象。
But this one true God in heaven does not have an image.
但他又是无处不在。
And he is everywhere.
那他又是掌管一切。
And he is one who controls all things.
所以这个时候，你看这些以色列百姓，他们的那个信仰真的是有时候是非常的矛盾。
So we can see at this time the faith of the Israelites were in great conflict.
好了，其实这样的穷乏就是因为他们离弃了神。
So this impoverish comes from the fact that they have forsaken God.
你看，这个时候神都听百姓的呼求。
So even at this time, God still listened to the cries of
Israelites. 所以真正的神，他是听人祷告的神。
So God is a God, a true God who listens to
prayers. 因为他是活着的，所以我们的呼求他都听到。
Because he is alive, so he hears all of our Christ.
第八节他说
，In verse eight,
他就差遣先知到以色列那里对他们说
，And then he sent a prophet to the children of Israel and said to them，
意思是说我把你们从埃及领出来，现在 把这个土地赐给你们做产业。
And he said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage.
救你们脱离一切欺压你们之人的手。
And deliver you out of the hand of your oppressors.
我把他们赶出去，把这个土地给你们的。
I drove them out before you and gave you their land.
好，我们看直接看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
又对你们说，我是主你们的神，你们住在亚摩利人的地，不可敬畏他们的神。你们竟不听从我的话。
But I also said to you, I am the Lord your God, do not fear of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice.
也就是说，他们把神所吩咐的话，神跟他们所立的约，他们完全把它背弃了。
And that is, they have completely forsaken the covenant, the commandment which God had made with them.
神特别强调，他说我是谁，我就是你们的神。
God especially emphasized, I am the Lord your God.
我让你们住在这个地方。
And I'm the one who allow you to dwell in this land.
神，你看多少次的透过他的仆人去跟他们提醒，跟他们警告。
And so many times through God's servant has warned against the Israelites.
他说你不可以敬畏他们的神。
And that you shall not worship their gods.
你不可以跟随他们的风俗。
You shall not follow their customs.
如果你们不听话，最后会有什么结果？
If you fail to heed my voice, then these are the consequences.
但是如果你们听从神的话，会有多少祝福？
However, if you obey my commandment, then these are the blessings you shall receive.
神讲得非常的清楚。
And God made it very clear.
可是到最后，你看神说，你们竟不听从我的话。
But in the very end, God still said, you have not obeyed my voice.
所以我们就看到，其实神他很在意他的百姓。
So we can see God, God cares about his people.
他很期待他的百姓能够听他的话。
He longs for his people to listen to his voice.
他其实是要把福气给他的百姓的。
And in fact, he wants to bless his children.
可是他的百姓竟不听从他。
But his children failed to obey his voice.
所以在苦难当中，其实神派先知去传达信息。
So in times of suffering, God sent a prophet to preach his warning.
这句话其实最根本的就是要指责他们的错误。
And the most fundamental of this message is to rebuke them of their mistakes.
这是一句很重的责备的话语。
And this is a very harsh rebuke.
也说明了神是多么的失望。
It also tells them how disappointed God is.
这句话神之前已经讲过一次了。
And God has actually said this before.
如果我们看第二章。
If we look at Judges chapter 2.
第二章，其实是第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
你看神的使者从吉甲上到波金，跟以色列百姓显现。
The angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said to them.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们不可跟这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，你们为何这样行呢？
And you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
你看，所以神直接跟他们说，你们竟然没有听从我，为什么要这样做？
And so God said directly to them, you have not obeyed my voice, and why have you done this?
神听人的祷告，有时候他会责备人的。
And even though God listens to man's prayer, sometimes he will rebuke us.
有时候我们呼求神，我们期待说，神最好能够安慰我。
When we cry out to God, we expect God to comfort us.
我的困难神帮我解决。
And God will resolve our difficulties.
但是我们看到这几次神显现的时候，都跟他们责备。
But we can see these times when God revealed to them, God rebuked them.
直接指出他们错误在哪里。
And directly pointed out their mistakes.
让他们可以明白。
And so that they might understand.
因为人如果不知道自己错在哪里，很难改变。
Because if men do not know their own mistakes, then it's very hard for them to change.
所以再一次的神跟百姓说，你们竟不听我的话。
Again, God said to the people, you have not obeyed my voice.
这是为什么今天这么痛苦。
And this is why they're experiencing the suffering.
但是神责备之后，他并不是责备就走了。
But after God rebuked them, he did not just walk away.
他责备之后，他接下去一定有作为。
But after his rebuke, he will have his doings.
因为他是拯救的主。
Because he's a God of deliverance.
责备本身只是要让他醒悟而已。
And rebuke itself is to wake them up.
但是主耶稣，神最后一定给他们提供一个拯救。
But in the very end, God will show them a way out.
所以接下去就是神兴起他的士师基甸的这个过程。
Then following is a process in which God raises Judge Gideon.
你看第十二节，神的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，主与你同在。”
In verse 12 says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.'"
这个时候，其实对基甸来说，他听到这个人跟他讲这句话，他很惊讶的。
So at this time, when Gideon heard the angel of the Lord said this to him, he was in great shock.
因为这看起来是一个好像一个人就在出在他的面前啊，然后就跟他直接跟他对话。
And it might seem as it was a man who appeared in front of him and said this to him.
神一开始就跟他说，你是大能的勇士。
In the very beginning, God called him the mighty man of valor.
还说神跟你同在。
And also said to him, the Lord is with you.
这个都是那个基甸他所不知道的。
And all these are things Gideon did not know of before.
可是现在接下来十三节，基甸说，主啊，主 主若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说主领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。
So 13, Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us, and where are all his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out, up from Egypt, and now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites?
其实这个神的使者其实神本身啊。
And the angel of the Lord is God himself.
因为我们如果看四世纪，有没有发现，其实他就是神本身向基甸显现的。
When we read the book of Judges, we'll realize that this is God himself appearing to Gideon.
他就直接跟他问候。
Then he greeted him.
那这个问候很特别。
And this is a very special greeting.
大能的勇士。
A mighty man of valor.
然后那接下去基甸他也觉得很奇怪。
And now Gideon felt very strange.
如果神跟我们同在，今天我们怎么会这么困难？
So if the Lord is with us, then why are we suffering all these difficulties?
他就不了解说，诶，为什么今天他们会落在这样的苦境里？
And so Gideon could not understand why they have fallen into their situation.
他直接就说，神过去他们所听到的那么奇妙作为在哪里呢？
So he directly asked God, then where are all his miracles that they had heard about?
现在是神丢弃我们，不要我们的。
And now God has forsaken us.
是因为是他把我们交在米甸的手里。
And because it is God who delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
我们看到那个基甸他这个反应，其实我们也许可以了解，其实他这个生活真的非常困苦。
So, seeing the reaction of Gideon, we may understand that they truly had a very difficult time.
他也知道说整个事情是怎么发生的。
He actually understood how everything came to be.
他也记得神过去做了什么事。
He also remembered what God had done for them in the past.
其实他也知道说，如果神同在的话，会有一个什么样一个复兴荣耀的景象。
He also knew if God abided with them, then what kind of revival, what kind of life they would have right now.
可是现在都没有。
But none of them exist right now.
那我们现在，其实我们对照基甸的反应，跟我们今天每个人信仰的生活。
So if we compare Gideon's reaction to our life of faith today.
你看我们在日常生活当中，我们有时候会碰到苦难。
So we can see in our daily life, sometimes we encounter challenges.
我们有时候看到教会落在各种不同的试炼当中。
We see how church will fall into different temptations and trials.
这个地方怎么有这个事情？怎么会这样子？有时候我们会打很多问号，怎么会这样子
？Sometimes we have many question marks as to why this would happen in the church.
那通常我们就会反应说，哎，那神哪里去的
？Then we will react by saying, "Where is God?"
如果神同在的话，怎么会有怎么会有这个现象
？So God, if God is abiding, then why will all these things happen?
那其实神有更高的旨意。
But in fact, God has a better and higher will.
神要让他的百姓能够成长。
And God wants His people to grow.
所以他允许苦难发生。
So He allows these challenges and tribulations to happen.
但是神都知道接下去会要发生什么事。
But God understands what will happen.
因为神本身他就知道他做什么了。
Because God Himself knows what He is doing.
因为他早就看到后面会有什么结果。
Because He has already seen the results.
所以他万物在他面前都是敞开的。
Because everything in front of him is in plain sight.
神看基甸，他是说他是一个大能的勇士。
When God looks at Gideon, he calls him the mighty man of valor.
只是基甸他不知道。
And just that Gideon did not know it himself right then.
可是神就是要用他。
But God wanted to use him.
要用他去拯救百姓脱离苦难。
God was to use him to deliver the Israelites out of their suffering.
要用他来征战。
And use him to battle.
而且是用神的方法征战。
And also to battle in the way of God.
所以我们再看接下去四世纪的故事里面，我们看到许多神很奇妙的作为，都跟我们人间的逻辑不一样。
We continue to read on in the book of Judges, we see many miraculous work of God that are different from that of men.
现在神接下去第十四节，他说他就看着基甸。
And then following verse 14, the Lord turned to him.
看着他说，你靠着你这个能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？
And looked at him and said, "Go in the might of yours, and you shall save the Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?"
这个神是跟他说，就靠着你这个能力去拯救以色列百姓。
And God said to him, "Go in this might of yours and save the Israelites."
从这里我们看到基甸有什么能力。
So let us see what kind of power and might does Gideon
possess. 为什么神就这么直接跟他说，你是大能的勇士，而且你要去拯救以色列人。
So why did God so directly just say to him, "Mighty man of valor, go and save the Israelites"?
今天我们也许会认为说，我只是一个一般的 一个信徒，我很普通，我哪里是勇士？
And today we
我能为主耶稣做什么？
And today we may think to ourselves, we're just an ordinary member. What can I possibly do for my Lord?
但是我们如果注意看圣经里面描述，
But if we read the descriptions of the Bible carefully,
基甸的能力在哪里出现？
So where is the might of Gideon shown?
你看第十一节说，他是在酒榨里面打麦子。
In verse 11 says he was threshing wheat in the winepress.
为要防备米甸人。
In order to hide it from the Midianites.
如果今天是我们的话，
If it was us today.
我们今天如果有很多人给我们很多很困难的环境在逼迫我们。
And today if people are persecuting us and creating a very difficult environment for us.
我们会不会就算了，就算了，不用做了。
Or we just simply give up.
你看这个时候基甸他躲在酒榨里面打麦子。
But we can see at this very moment, Gideon hid himself and threshed wheat.
他特别是要防备米甸人的攻击。
In order to defend against the attack of the Midianites.
你就知道他这个人是非常警醒的。
So we can see he was a very watchful person.
为了要完成工作，你看他选择跑到酒榨里面去做，继续做。
In order to complete his task, he was willing to hide himself in the wine press.
所以这个人本身他是很机警。
So Gideon himself, he was very active, proactive.
勇士之所以能够存活，一定是非常警醒的。
A mighty man is able to survive because he is watchful.
而且是凡事谨慎。
And he is watchful in all things.
会注意敌人。
And he's always watching out for his enemies.
那所以他不会那种傻傻的做他自己的事。
So he will not simply do what he's doing in a very foolish manner.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要警醒祷告。
And Lord Jesus tells us we must watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
Unless we fall into temptation.
今天勇士如果没有警醒，战场一定有一天会死掉。
And today, if a mighty man of valor is not watchful, that he will fail one day in battle.
因为在征战当中，随时都有可能有困难，都有危险。
Because dangers are always there in the battlefield.
有时候真的是一个不小心就没命了。
And just one mistake, then you will lose your life.
所以没有警醒的人是做不了勇士的。
And those who are not watchful cannot become a mighty man of valor.
所以你看，圣经告诉我们要防备那个魔鬼像火叫的狮子。
And this is why the Bible encourages that we must defend against Satan who is like a roaring lion.
主耶稣一直提醒我们说，你要注意，我们有时候肉体会软弱，虽然心灵愿意，但是我们肉体会软弱。
And Lord Jesus continues to remind us that even though our heart is willing, but our physical
body may fall weak.
And Lord Jesus teaches us to pray.
所以今天勇士警醒的同时，一定是会祷告。
And so today, a mighty man of valor, if he's watchful, he will pray.
因为我们知道祷告才能够得到力量。
Because we know only through prayer will we gain strength.
那我们接下去看。
Let us read on.
你看，这个时候在第十三节这里。
And then in verse 13.
基甸他说。
And Gideon said.
他说我们的列祖不是向我们说主领我们从埃及上来吗？
And did not our fathers told us that the Lord brought us out of Egypt?
那可是他那奇妙作为在哪里？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里了。
But where are all his miracles? And now he has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
你看他现在他自己在打麦子得到吃的，可是他想到的不是他自己，他想到的是其他的大的同胞。其实很多人比他的情况更艰困，很困难。
So even though he was threshing wheat at the moment, what he was thinking about were his people who were in even more difficult situations.
所以他有那个心去关心其他人的。
So he had the heart to care for others.
他想到的是，他整个国家现在真的是非常的羞辱。
And what he was thinking of was that his entire country, his people were in great shame.
被米甸压制，他们真的一点都真的是。真的是一点都没有尊严的。
And they have been oppressed to the point where they lost all dignity.
就好像他们就像一块肉在砧板上任凭这个敌人这样子宰割的。
And they were just like a piece of meat on the plate, simply being slaughtered by
the enemies. 是要烤还是要切丁还是要做什么随便人家。
And they could just be, they were just being treated whatever by their enemies.
一点都没有反抗的能力。
And they have no way to defend themselves.
你说这个神的百姓，神的国度曾经非常的荣耀，但是今天落到这个地步来。
You can see how once glorious the kingdom of God was, but now they have fallen to this point.
那所以这个大能有他的能力出现在他会关心别人。
So the might of the man of valor shows in the fact that he cares for others.
今天我们如果懂得关心别人的，
So today if we know how to care for others,
我们才有可能是大能的勇士。
Only can we become a mighty man of valor.
否则我们只是一个自私的，可能自私的一个someone 而已。
Or else we'll just be someone who's self-centered.
我们可能自私的是很有学问的。
And we may be someone foolish.
我们可能自私的，我们很有很多的才干。
Or we may be someone who's talented but still selfish.
但是我们可能都是只有想到自己，为我们自己打算。
But all we think about is ourselves and make plans for ourselves.
大能的勇士一定是关心神的国度。
However, a mighty man of valor cares and is mindful of the kingdom of God.
他会想到他周围的同胞，他的同伴。
He will think about his people.
所以主耶稣要我们，他说我们一定要懂得彼此相爱。
And this is why Lord Jesus teaches us to love each other.
我们不能够只是关心自己。
We cannot only care for ourselves.
我们要想到其他的人。
But we need to think of others.
今天我们讲话，我们要想到别人。他会怎么想
？Today, when we say something, we need to think about what others will think.
我们做这件事情会不会影响到其他人
？And when we do something, we have to think whether it will affect another.
这个就是勇士所要呈现出来的力量。
And this is the might that the mighty man of valor.
他有能力去看到更远的。
And he has the power and strength to see further, see beyond.
那我们如果继续看。
Let us continue to read.
他想到的是第十三节，他也说神的作为在哪里
？So what he thought about was where was the miracles of God?
勇士他一定可以记住神过去所做的事。
A mighty man of valor will remember God's past doings.
也就是说，他不会把过去神所作为、他所经历过的历史把它遗忘。
And that is, he will not easily forget the past work and doings of God.
真正的勇士他是可以记起教训的。
A true great man will remember these teachings.
今天我们过去犯了什么错误
？And the past, the mistakes we have made in the past.
我们不会再重犯，我们会站起来。
And we will stand up and not commit them again.
会改变。
We will change.
所以勇士他知道神。有什么能力
？And the mighty man of valor knows the strength of God.
神的应许不会改变的。
And that the promises of God never changes.
所以他知道神过去所做的事。
He knows all the work God had done in the past.
所以我们要常常去纪念神所做的工作。
And this is why we need to often remember the work of God.
神既然没有改变他过去所做的。他现在还会继续做。
And since God never changes what he had done in the past, he will also do today.
只要我们真的照他的吩咐去行。
As long as we carry them out according to his command.
所以今天为什么我们需要不断的去把我们从神所领受的见证把它记录下来
？And this is why today we need to continue to remember and record the blessings we have received from God.
要让我们的子子孙孙他们都了解神过去所做的事。
So our children, our future generation will understand what God had done for us.
他是怎么带领我们走过那一段很悲惨的岁月
？And how he had led us through that very difficult, challenging life.
他是怎么样？照他所应许的实现在我们的生活当中领受他的福气
And how he through his promises grant us these blessings in our lives
这些作为都不能够遗忘
All of these work cannot be forgotten
基甸他记得一清二楚
Gideon remember them clearly
他现在他也有一个他有一个他有一个渴望
And now he has this longing
他的渴望就是神的作为能够再一次的显现出来
And his longing is that for the work of God to once again be manifested
所以他很期待说这个神的国度再一次的脱离敌人的压制，能够彰显出我们是神的子民应该有的荣耀。
So he longs for the kingdom of God to once again be delivered from the enemies, and that it will manifest the glory it deserves.
所以他会有一个目标了。
So he has a goal.
勇士要有目标。
A mighty man of valor will possess goals.
而不是只是哦，别人做什么做什么。
They will not simply follow others what they do.
他会知道说神他的国度，至少你看神在摩西的那个时代是跟百姓应许他的国度是一个怎么样的祭司的国度的
At least he understand what kind of kingdom it was during the time of Moses when God had promised
神当初应许亚伯拉罕所要建设这个国度是何等的有荣耀
And so the kingdom which God had promised to establish for Abraham was one of the most glory
所以他希望能够再次的看到神国的建立
So he wanted to once again see the establishment of the kingdom of God
所以我们说有时候我们为什么说有梦想的人是最美的。
And this is why sometimes we say those with dreams are most beautiful.
今天有很多时候我们对圣工没有目标。
And sometimes we have no goals in terms of holy work.
一天过一天就是这样过。
Day after day, this is just how we live our life.
每天我们都有吃有穿啊，生活过得平安喜乐，感谢主。
And we thank God for having something to eat, to drink, to wear every day.
但是我们对我们的教会，我们对我们自己的信仰，我们有没有目标
？But do we have any goals in terms of for our own faith and for the church?
我们有没有真的付出努力
？Have we really put in an effort？
基甸他是大能的勇士
，And Gideon was a mighty man of valor。
他告诉我们，真的需要能够看到神所应许的国度能够呈现在我们当中。
And he teaches us that the kingdom which God has promised can truly be fulfilled in our life。
那我们也看到这个大能的勇士，其实他是非常，他本身是非常谦卑的。
We also see that this mighty man of valor was very humble。
当神跟他说。你靠着你这个能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
And God said to him, "Go in the might of yours and save the Israelites from the hand of the Midianites."
第十五节，基甸说
：“15,
主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人？我家在玛拿西支派中是自贫穷的， 我在我父家里是至微小的。
And so he said to him, Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
你看他只有他自己很卑微，他自己一点都不起不了什么作用。
And he felt very lowly himself that he could not make a difference.
他说我的家是马拿西支派的。
And he said, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
那马拿西是他说马拿西其实是如果跟其他的支派比起来。
So, the tribe of Manasseh compared to others.
他觉得说他们的支派也不怎么样。
And he felt his tribe was nothing great.
那我的家在这个支派当中也是贫穷人。
And his family was also the least in this tribe.
他说我在我的父家是至微小的。
He was even the smallest in his father's house.
你就看到其实这个大能勇士他在这个时候所呈现出来的是他觉得他自己很不行。
So this great man of valor, in this very moment, he felt he was unworthy.
还有很多比他更合适的人，应该可以成为勇士，可以来拯救以色列。
He felt that there were many others who were more worthy to become a mighty man of valor.
可是神就是选他。
But God chose him.
今天就是我们认为我们自己不配的时候。
Today, when we feel unworthy,
我们觉得我们真的好像什么都没办法做什么。
And we feel that we truly cannot accomplish anything.
可是我们有一个心，我们知道我们的神是谁。
But when we have a heart, when we know that who our God is,
我们相信神的应许。
We believe in God's promises.
我们有个目标。
We have a goal.
诶，神就用了这样的一个人。
And God will use this person.
所以你看，今天我们有时候我们会觉得很软弱。
So sometimes we may feel very weak.
但是在软弱当中，我们才会刚强。
But it is in weakness that we will become strong.
神的能力才会彰显。
And God's grace will be manifest.
神跟基甸说：“我跟你同在。”
And God said to Gideon, "I will be with you."
在他觉得自己最不配的时候，哎，神的能力在他身上。
And in the time when he feels most unworthy, then the strength of God will reveal in him.
啊，所以哥林多后书第十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter two, chapter 12.
我们看圣经这样说。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多前后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二章，我们看第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用啊，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
第十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
所以，神的能力在软弱人身上才会显得完全。
And the strength of God is only made perfect in those who are weak.
我们当我们觉得我们算不了什么的时候，
When we feel unworthy,
神他的能力才会彰显。
Then the strength of God will be manifested.
所以基甸他是大能的勇士。
So Gideon was a mighty man of valor.
真的，神说我就是派你去。
And God told him, "I will send you."
凭你这个能力。你要去拯救以色列人。
It is by your might you shall deliver the Israel.
那你要先征战。
And first you need to battle.
现在要先要能够战胜敌人。
And first you need to be able to win over your enemies.
去征战一定要得胜。
And to battle you must have victory.
不可以被敌人打败的。
You cannot be defeated.
但其实神跟他说，不是我派你去的吗？
And God said to him, "Is it not I who sent you?"
也就是说，其实神差遣基甸出去征战的。
So in fact, it was God who sent Gideon into the battle.
基甸勇士，他是被差派出去。
A great man of valor was sent.
今天神选召人，然后他差派他们出去传福音。
And today, God chooses his worker and will send them out to preach the gospel.
那在神的这个，在神的国度里面。被神所派的人都是有福的。
And those who are sent by God in his kingdom are considered blessed.
今天我们领受圣灵。我们被圣灵差遣。
And today we have received the Holy Spirit, have been sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，他托付我们的使命。
And we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we receive His commandments.
我们都没办法拒绝的。
All of us cannot refuse this.
这就是神所托付的。
And we cannot refuse what has been entrusted by God.
所以让我们都能够成为这个大能的勇士。
So let us all become this mighty man of valor.
我们知道怎么样警醒。
We know how to be watchful.
我们知道怎么样能够记住神所过去所做的事。
We know how to remember the past work and doings of God.
我们知道怎么样去关心我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
We know how to care for our brothers and sisters.
我们知道主所应许我们有一个非常荣耀的国度。
And we know that the Lord has promised us a glorious kingdom.
我们都愿意为这样一个荣耀的国度献上我们一份心力。
And we are all very willing to dedicate a part of our effort for the sake of this kingdom.
虽然我们可能非常的不配。
Even though we may be very unworthy,
但是神的能力就在这个时候要跟我们同在。
But it's at this time where the power and strength of God will abide with us.
我们就成为他所重用的勇士。
Then we shall become His mighty men of valor.
因为我们每个人都能够照神的旨意来行。
And let us all walk according to God's will.
一起来唱诗。
Sing Him together.
366首。
366。Together.
祈求主耶稣基督来帮助我们能够都成为勇士。
We ask Lord Jesus to help us so we may all become His mighty men of valor.
让我们可以一起来为福音打美好的仗。
That we may all together fight a good battle for the gospel.
我们今天晚上在我们喜乐度教还有何善那的诗歌布道会。
And tonight we have a Hosanna outreach at Cerritos Church.
那我们虽然灵布道会刚刚结束，但是这个福音的工作是没有休假的。
Even though we have just concluded our ECSC, but the work of preaching the gospel, never takes a break.
我们要持续不断的为这个福音努力。
We need to continue to strive hard and forward for the gospel.
所以祈求主耶稣基督能够继续带领我们教会的各项工作。
We ask Lord Jesus to continue to guide the various church holy work.
我们的彼此带导。
And pray for one another.
求主耶稣能够让他的国度兴旺。
We ask the Lord to prosper and revive His kingdom.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.